Rugby League on Radio Yorkshire at RL on RY.
The quick hands out from Finn to Miller. Over the top, got a chance of Hall. Hall's in at the corner and he scores. Does Craig Hall. A wonderful ball, found him on this left-hand side. But Hall, with acres of room, opens the scoring. It's Warrington 0, Wakefield 4.
What a great try, what a great try. It's the first time they've been down here. They were hunting that mistake from that kick chase and they got it, and they take it. Well, free play the ball to the right, and he's just that vision, and the width is what we were talking about. Well, what a great ball out to Craig Hall. I won't be for sure whether he's playing in the centre, the wing, or the fullback, he's a certain threat. And boy, oh boy, what a great start from Wakefield. As I mentioned before, if Warrington feel as though that they could just turn up here and Wakefield are going to lie down, now they know they're going to be for a game, they're going to be for a semi-final, and they're going to be for the full 80 minutes. What a great start from Wakefield.
Finn then, from this left-hand touchline, 20 metres out, a metre in, he looks towards the post. Liam Finn got a 78% kicking rate. This one looks good. Oh, that sails right between, and Liam Finn has added the extras to Craig Hawks to try, and that conversion makes it Warrington 0, Wakefield 6. Kidley steps a few way due forward to Hughes. Hughes spins. Hughes gets himself over the line, but he can't get the ball down. The referee, I think, will go to the video ref. Hughes is claiming it. Wakefield think he didn't. The fans are pretty quiet behind the sticks, and Hughes may well have got this score. We wait to see. But it could be that Warrington have gone on the score sheet, which case is Warrington 4, Wakefield 6.
Yeah, it's a pretty soft try as well, to be honest with you. But I tell you what, Gareth Huey's been absolutely great position there to give that try. He's only 2 or 3 yards away, and surely he could have seen whether he's got the ball down or not. There seems to be 3 or 4 defenders for Wakefield. We're all just looking to the big screen here, and I don't know if we can see really from there, Trev, but to look how close the referee is there, and, well, as they all seem to be doing now, rather than take the option themselves, they're taking the easy option, but he's given the try in play.
He's got to get in a try, nevertheless it's been given, and Jack Hughes has got Warrington's try on the board. They're off the score on the scoreboard of this Warrington team. It's Warrington 4, Wakefield 6, and you heard it from Gary Schofield, a pretty soft try for Wakefield to let in. Well, they have Gidley, the man who's going to try and add the extras to that try. It's about 20 metres to the right hand side of the post, and he's taking it 20 back. So this is a good opportunity for Warrington to level. Gidley strikes it straight as a die, and in it goes, his first of the afternoon, and it's Warrington 6, Wakefield 6. We've been playing some 17 minutes of this first period of the game. You'll listen to myself, Trevor Hunt, and Gary Schofield on Radio Yorkshire. And we have to say, we've got a heck of a cup tie on here. Cup semi-final. It's all square. Yeah. Atkins at dummy half then. Looks towards the right. Gets it to Sims. He'll move it on to Westerman. Westerman slips it out to Gidley. Gidley turns it back inside for Hughes. And Hughes is brought down 3 metres out. He'll play it this time. And the referee gives the penalty for holding on a little bit too long. And it's yet another penalty against Wakefield. These are mounting up, Gary.
They are, and it's that man again, it's Scott Moore. It's that man again, Scott Moore, giving the penalty away. And, well, Gidley, wrong call for mine. This have got, they've got Wakefield on the ropes here there. I would have kept the pressure on and gone for the four-pointer.
It seems to be a trend these days, though, doesn't it, Gary? I know games are tight and they're important, but these days they do tend to go for the penalties more.
Yeah, I find it at times a little bit strange, and because what they're going to do here now, they'll just let Wakefield regather. And I say, I'm sure he's going to kick it. It's only just a yard or two, just to the right of the post. And they're conceding 80 metres down there, and Wakefield will be hunting the mistakes. I just felt as though Warrington, they had Wakefield on the ropes. Maybe a four-pointer was coming.
I mean, you obviously played in many a Challenge Cup tie. Cup ties are slightly different, aren't they? Get your nose in front and keep it there any way you can.
Well, it is, but when you can see maybe that, because Wakefield for mine over the last 5 or 6 minutes, they've had no ball whatsoever. They've just seemed a little bit tied around the ruck area as well, so I would have kept the pressure on.
Well, pressure on or not, Gidley's going for goal. He's 5 metres to the right-hand side of the post. He's taking it back some 10 metres. 6-6 the scoreline, but this to put Warrington ahead as we head up to the quarter mark in this game. Ball with Gidley, in he comes, no mistake, straight between the uprights, 2 from 2 for him, and Warrington hit the front. It's Warrington 8, Wakefield 6. Right, Gidley turns it back inside to Sandow, 5 metres out, just right on side of the post. Ball with Clark. He dummies. He goes on his own. And in he goes. Darrell Clark. There's the second Warrington try. No doubt about that. No video ref needed. And Clark spotted the opening. Wakefield have been out on the feet. And Warrington take advantage. It's Warrington 12, Wakefield 6.
You've just said the big words there, Trevor. And it's quite simple. Wakefield are absolutely out on their feet. And I say they've not had the ball for around about 9 or 10 minutes. They cough it up early in the tackle count. And Warrington, well, three tackles away from that scrum base. Darrell Clark, he's in great form. He's back to something like his best to get the England shirt back. And I say, if he spots another gap round that ruck area, you ain't going to stop him 5 metres out. Warrington at this moment in time, Trevor, they're in control of this game.
And Gidley adds the extras. So Gidley makes it 3-3 for him. But more importantly, he makes it Warrington 14, Wakefield 6. Still looking to get it away to Russell on his left. He's inside of that Wakefield 10 over on the left side. Warrington looking for the running here. They know they've got this side on the rope. Sandow, dummies, gets it to Hughes. Over the top to Evans. And an easy walk in out the corner for Evans. A third Warrington try. A second in 2 minutes. And suddenly this cup tie is going away from Wakefield. It's Warrington 18, Wakefield 6.
Warrington at their best. Warrington at their absolute best. And I say, just turning pressure into points. And I say, Warrington, the passing, the moving, getting the ball nice and wide away from there early in the tackle count, and just great hands. What you expect from Warrington there? And, well, you're looking at the body language of the both sides here, Trevor. Look at the confidence here from the Wolves and Wakefield. Well, you said it once now, we said it half a dozen times. They're just totally out on the feet.
Just recapping on the first half, a try for Craig Hall for Wakefield had the fans singing away on 5 minutes. Finn added the extras, but then on 15 minutes a golden patch for Warrington. Tries from Jack Hughes, rather soft really, went through a defence that didn't hold him up. Gidley goaled that to level, then he added a penalty. 22 minutes it was Clark who went in from dummy half. 27 minutes Rhys Evans walking on the right hand side, and then just before half time Gidley managed to squeeze in when players really should have stopped him from getting the ball down. Gidley's got 4 from 5. The scoreline at half time is Warrington 24, Wakefield 6. Another 40 minutes still to come. Gidley gets it out to Westerman, now moves it to Curry. Curry loops towards Atkins, and it's wide out to Russell. Russell forces his way over in the corner, and the referee Gareth Ewer will again, I'm sure, go to the big screen. What's he going to say this one is? He says no try on Matty Russell here, so it's got to be proven that he's got the ball down.
Yeah, and looking at his body language as well, I don't think he's too confident, Trevor, to be honest with you. But again, it's just the mistake from Wakefield. It's just a quick shift to the left-hand side, asking all sorts of questions of the Wakefield defence, but the Wakefield players seem pretty confident.
Well, they do indeed. They've walked back. He's lost the ball, it looks
like.
Yeah,
he's lost that. He's lost that, Trevor. Let's move it on.
Well, we won't move it on instantly. Oh, yeah, we are doing. We are doing. Well, good old Phil Bentham, video referee, no try, ruled it out. Saved us about 2 minutes of our life we'd never get back there.
Great, it's great. So, because I say, yeah, the motorway starts getting filled up about 8 o'clock tonight, so we want to get away before 8, Trevor, don't we? But Wakefield, bit of a lucky break there for them.
Atkins well met by Lynn. The ball goes to Sandow. He dummies, he scouts, and Sandow's in, and that's it. Wakefield can forget Wembley. Warrington the side on the way, as Gary Scorfield said. It's Warrington 28, Wakefield 6.
Well, it's a 4-8 to the set of 6, isn't it? And just turn it over 45 metres out, and Warrington don't need too many invites. And the way they're playing this afternoon, the confidence. And I say, 4 play the balls there, again and again, nice and wide for the ruck area. And Chris Sandow, well, he's the best player, certainly individual player in Super League. Steps off the left peg, went for the gap 5 metres out, won't stop him. This is one-way traffic, Trevor Dunn. Only one team going to Wembley for this game, that's Warrington Wolves.
It's in a way to Russell.
Try time
They've
here.
Got numbers here. Ratchford inside, and Ratchford will go in for try number 6 for Warrington. And Warrington are rampaging away with this one. It's Warrington 32, Wakefield 6.
It's great vision again on this left-hand side, and that's what you expect from Warrington. If they got you on the ropes, they're going to make sure you stay there, and that's quality player from Warrington. They're the entertainers, certainly, on Super League. They've certainly found out on the left-hand side here. Wakefield right, that was a little bit short, and a great round the pass man for Ryan Atkins, Marty Russell, and his old quality fullback should be doing in Stephen Ratchford, supporting on the inside. Only one way he was going to go, he was going for his first 4 points of the afternoon. Warrington Wolves, they're in the mood. They're making sure that Wakefield are nowhere near going to come back into this semi-final cup tie.
Kick on this right side from Gidley. Gidley looks to boot it between the... Oh, what a kick from the touchline for Gidley. And Gidley's conversion makes it 34 points to 6. This could be a big, big score, this. The ball towards the post. Big drive, big run from Arona. And Arona is the man, tackle 3 out. Last tackle for Wakefield. Moore puts it to his right to Finn. Quick hands out to Tupu. Intercept by Matty Russell. Now it's a race down the field. Jones Bishop in pursuit. He'll catch him though. Russell goes towards the left. He looks for Sandow. Jones Bishop eventually makes the tackle. And he makes the tackle on the Wakefield 20. He's played it though. To Sandow. Then to Curry. And Curry's in at the corner. And all from the Matty Russell intercept. And Warrington crosses again. And Wakefield's misery is compounded. It's Warrington 38, Wakefield 6.
What a great intercept from Russell. And it looked as though he had a big chase. But Ben Jones Bishop, he was saying, well, I've got you here. But he just took the opportunity. Quick play the ball. But I tell you what. What great vision and pace from Ben Curry, the big man himself. He's gone the full 80 metres just to get the support. Sandow, he was the alert to it. Nice little simple 2-1 pass of Ben Curry with the vision and the pace. Putting certainly now, Trevor Hunt, the nail in the coffin to making sure Warrington are going back to Wembley.
He's done it again as Gidley. That conversion, 40 points to 6. And Gidley, absolutely tremendous form for him. And that's 6 goals for him, 6 from 8. Warrington has scored 7 tries. And, 40 points to 6 this game. Off for somebody. Then the kick to the far side from Dwyer. The big chase by King. And King picks
He's got
up.
It, you know. He's got that he's as got King. Yeah, he has got that.
Gary Schofield confirms it. Toby King pinches the ball, gets the touchdown. And it's Warrington 44, Wakefield 6. And they just can't do anything wrong, can Warrington Wolves.
This is what Warrington can do to you. You know, the way that they play, and I say they'll play what they see, the little kicks through there, and Ryan Atkins, you make your own luck, I guess, from there, but it's great reaction. No reaction from Wakefield whatsoever. The kick comes through, I think it was Dwight who put it over there, and Toby King said to the Wakefield defenders, I'm showing more enthusiasm, I'm showing more urgency to get this four-pointer. He's done exactly the same, and Warrington... Well, it's a question now, Trevor Hunter, quite simply, how many?
Gidley has booted that one over as well. It's 46-6, Warrington lead.
Yeah, all too easy, and they've just taken off their best individual player on the field at the moment, so that's how confident Warrington are now. They've just taken off
Gidley
Chris Sandow,
well.
And Gidley, he's off as well, so they've taken off.
The right hand upright. He'll play the ball here. Dwyer goes off to his right side. Little short one. Trying to force her in. Benny Westwood, the man, I think, who's got the ball down. And Benny Westwood, a big smile on his face. The Warrington fans salute it. And that brings the 50 up here. It's Warrington 50, Wakefield 6.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time before the big 5-0 came up on the scoreboard. And Benny Westwood, well, his career started at Wakefield, but... There's no sentiment from that kid. He's been an absolute outstanding servant for Warrington. And then he thought, well, yeah, I might as well get my name on the score sheet here. Great play again. It's just a mistake from Wakefield, but you keep inviting quality teams back into your own 22. You concede the 4-pointers. Exactly what Wakefield have done. Warrington, as I've mentioned, it's just a question of how many in this semi-final. It's hugely disappointing for the many thousands who have travelled. And I say the chairman, Michael Carter, Chris Chester, but hey, listen... You know, if you don't turn up, and the quality that your opposition does, this is what happens, you get embarrassed. And that's exactly what's happening here now in Wakefield.
Well, 52 points to 6. We've got Michael Seals moved it infield. They're trying to get it away from Miller. Stabs a kick through. That's from Craig Hall. Now, Craig Hall, a bit of room on that left side. Inside him is Miller. Absolute woeful pass, but it's been snapped up. And it looks like they could be in for a score here, but in the end, the tackle's made. But they finally get there. And they finally get the touchdown. A tremendous run in the end from Max Jowett. And he gets the score at the side of the post. It's nothing but a consolation. But at least it is something.
It is a consolation. But I tell you what, I must admit, I thought the pass from Craig Hall was a shocker. It looks like it had gone a yard forward. But he said it looks okay. But this is a dead set try. It's great enthusiasm from the fullback. As you just mentioned there, though, Trevor. Surely a consolation. Only a consolation.
The scorer, a lovely try really, one that had it not been in this situation you would have applauded a lot more, I'm sure, but it's Finn who adds the extra. So 52-12 is the scoreline, and we've got some 12 minutes remaining.
Up at Wembley, 80 minutes of pulsating, magical rugby league. The fans are on the pitch. Hull FC, as one, as a team, celebrate. They've been magnificent, Scully. What a game of rugby league.